Public Meeting Act. This notice was published in the Atlantic City Press newspaper and the Beacon newspaper on January 10, 2026. This notice was given to the municipal clerk and posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building and on the township website. Would everyone please rise for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Adams.
Here.
Ms. Allen.
Here.
Ms. Rufo.
Here.
Mr. Neuweiler. Ms. Turlish.
Here.
Mr. McGettigan.
Here.
Ms. Dillon. Ms. Fritz.
Here.
Mr. Ewart.
Here.
Ms. Crowley.
Here.
It is with deep regret that we need to accept the resignation of Richard Steele. His term was to expire December 31st, 2029. We have one resolution tonight. Did everyone read over the resolution for Mark and Joan Wallace? 2045 Route 542, aka 2045 Hamilton Road, Block 57, Lot 45.07. This is for a pole barn, 30 by 40 pole barn garage, and it's a bulk variance. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Ricky.
Who's my second, please? Thank you. Can't see.
Roll call.
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Mayor Adams.
Yes.
Ms. Allen.
Yes.
Ms. Rufo.
Abstain.
Thank you. Mr. Neuweiler is absent. Ms. Turlish.
Yes.
Mr. McGettigan.
Yes.
Ms. Dillon is also absent. Ms. Fritz.
Yes.
Mr. Ewart.
Yep.
Ms. Crowley.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have the minutes from the March 18th, 2026 meeting. I need a motion to accept. Well, did everybody read the minutes?
Yes.
Okay. I need a motion to read the minutes as they stand.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. We have no old business. So I need a motion to open the meeting up to the public.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Ricky. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Does anybody have any comments, questions, statements?
No.
Hi, I'm Tim Harrell, 8 Riverside Drive. I'm here for the third time about my driveway. Rick just explained to me that they're going to be out next week.
Next week or a week after, yeah.
No, we get. So I was told.
Now, we did meet with you.
Yes, I know.
Me and Frank.
Frank said it would be between the 1st and the 6th, the 6th and the 16th when they were here doing the work.
Okay.
I haven't heard of work, and I did have something to do doing. I didn't have to come here and waste my time. So I'm not thrilled for the third time having to come here. Also, I really do believe that this should be addressed. I believe it was described as sweepings used to fill in around all the blacktop, which would be sand, gravel, and glass collected from sweep. I walk my dog around that block every day, and I look at hundreds of pieces of glass.
I don't think they can use glass.
Pardon me?
I don't think they can use glass.
Well, it comes up from the street sweeper.
Blacktop can't have glass.
It's the dirt they put around the outside of the blacktop after they dug up the road. Yeah. I think that needs to be addressed. I really do. That's kind of crappy, you know, to put down in these yards. I try and keep a nice yard. Gino does. Tom, John Gormley, a lot of us do. And now we got a 2-foot-wide piece of hard, packed sand full of stone and grass. And the blades on my lawnmower are $65, $70. So sand and gravel and glass don't do too well on lawnmower blades. I already have enough in my yard. I really don't need any more, which is going to be addressed. But that's my yard. I honestly think it should be done around the whole street.
Okay, so as far as your driveway, it's my understanding that you told the guys that everything was good with your driveway.
Yeah.
Prior to me and Frank coming out.
Correct.
Okay. So you can't put the whole blame on Frank for that, because you had told everybody it was fine. However, we did go out there, we did take a look, and AWAC is supposed to come when they're doing North Maple to rectify whatever problem is with you and Gene Zizinski Sr.
Okay, I told the guys that they had to put the stone down. It looked fine. The first meeting I came here and said, it doesn't work. It's not working. The first meeting and the second meeting. This is the third meeting. And it's not working. So what am I going to tell them? Don't put the stone there. It's not going to work. You need to drag it all back. You need to pack it down, grade it 20 feet back. I should have told these guys that day. I don't think so.
I'm not saying
that. Honestly, I'm not thrilled about having AWAC do landscaping. It's like asking.
Well, they have to do
cabinets.
They have to do the job because they're the ones who did
it. I get it. They have to do it. We'll see how it turns out when it's done.
And also the
topsoil in my front yard as well.
Okay, so
with Frank said.
What'd you say is in the front yard?
When they were done blacktopping, I had a six inches at my driveway to about 3 inches at the end of my property. And all the way around wherever it was low.
Great, I understand that.
They put in about a 2 foot wide, they came around with dirt, and it looked fine until it rained a few times. And now it's all packed down sand with stones and glass in it. All the way around Riverside and Adams Avenue.
Right.
Everybody's yard that had that dirt put in. I mean, I'm speaking about mine, and I wasn't going to say anything about everybody else's, because they were, well, you know, if you're okay with it, fine. But here's my third time, so I think they should do something about it, personally.
All right, so Frank said he was going to take care of the front of your house and your driveway, and right. He also did tell you that they're going to pull back the red stone.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to push crush concrete in there.
I remember what he told me.
And are you okay with that? Because I don't want you to come back six times.
Well, we'll see how it turns out, because you know with the river rock, if it's going to cover all the river rock on the side, we're going to have to pull it up and put the dirt underneath. We'll see how it goes, like I said. They're blacktop guys. They're not landscapers. So we'll see how it goes. What choice do I have? I'll do it myself. Well, send you the bill. You want me to do that?
No.
Send AWAC the bill. I mean, that's what choice do I have?
The choice, the way I heard Frank say, is he's going to take care of your driveway.
Correct.
And he's going to put topsoil in front of your house.
Correct.
And that's what I was told. Mm-hmm. Okay? Whatever the delay was with the county, this road, I don't know. That's county.
Right.
All right? We take care of our township roads, not the county roads, not the state roads. Mm-hmm. And if they are set back 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we have no control of that. However, soon as they're starting this road here, they're supposed to take care of you and Gene. Now, as far as the whole road, nobody's complaining but you. Yeah. We will make sure...
I'll knock on every door then.
Well, maybe that's what you should do, because this is ridiculous.
And why is it ridiculous? Do you think, would you be satisfied with that in your front
yard? It's going to be straightened out. We was already out there.
No.
I would come to the meeting.
Right.
So you did.
Yeah. All right, I'll make sure everybody else does then. No, you just told me to. That's what I'll do. That's all. I'm finished.
Okay.
Happy night.
Good night.
Good luck.
Does anyone else have any comments? Or if not, I need a motion to close the meeting to the public.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
10 minutes.
So carried. Is there any board discussion?
Well, yeah, I'd like to bring something up. On social media, someone raised the point about these data centers, that some towns are passing an ordinance that they're not allowed to be in the town limits. Do we have a thought on that?
Where would that put it?
I just point that out. Actually,
I
you think it's
a,
wait, it doesn't.
I have two thoughts. I drafted one for two towns.
Oh.
And second, I'm not sure you could build a data center. Is there a property in Bass River that could?
Please don't say that, because we see what happened two doors down.
Yeah, find somewhere.
Please.
Well, I mean, if what the ordinance does is make it a prohibited use in all zoning districts.
Okay.
Which you're allowed to do. And I told
Jane?
Yeah.
Jane Allen that I was going to give her a copy of the ordinance.
Did you bring it up?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that ordinance would go before the Township Committee?
Yeah, possibly at next meeting, but I have to discuss it with the other two commissioners, but yes.
Yeah.
And it has a pretty expansive definition of it, so there can't be workarounds by someone who wants to open one.
Well, that's what we want.
And you also got to remember, some of the towns that have it, they didn't have a noise ordinance where we do. Because the rumbling can go as far as 3 miles, is my understanding.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, and I was at a mayor's meeting last week, and that was brought up. And one of the speakers said that, you know, do you have a noise ordinance? And the mayor said, no, we don't. But luckily, we have one. So right there, that would maybe put a squash to that.
I don't think there's a property large enough to hold something like that, but
I would like to have it on.
I'd rather be safe.
Good girl.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think we got any properties big enough for what they want.
Not commercial
it's
property.
Big. Right.
But it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
The infrastructures couldn't handle it. Nothing.
Okay. Yeah, the energy and water those things use is ridiculous.
Is there anything else that anyone would like to discuss before we close the meeting?
Nope.
If not, I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? See you on May 20th at 6:30. I won't see you.
Sure, last month.